Concertgoers trash venue after artist not allowed to perform narco music. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 14, 2025. Concertgoers in Mexico trashed a venue and cursed out a popular recording artist after he announced that he was not allowed to perform his popular narco songs that praise ruthless cartel lords. The incident occurred over the weekend in Mexico State in Texcoco, where Luis Arcón Ríquez performed. During the concert, the musician announced that he was not going to perform his most popular songs, known as corridos. He was quickly met with boos and insults. No canto corridos while a destrozaron su equipo de audio e instrumentos. Así le tocó anoche a Luis Arcón Ríquez, en la Feria del Caballo. Desde antes lo había anunciado en sus historias. Entramos a una nueva etapa. Mi gente, nos sumamos a la causa de cero corridos. pic.twitter.com/8wagboy. Pamela Cerdera, at Pam Cerdera, April 12, 2025. The response upset Arcón Ríquez. After trying to appease the public, the singer walked off the stage. This is what we have, he said in Spanish. No corridos today. Do I go home instead? Various cell phone videos captured the violent response from concertgoers who began throwing trash onto the stage and then began to destroy the venue and the musical instruments. Que doble morales la gente, primero lloran que por culpa de los narco corridos el país está podrido y cuando un cantante, Luis Arcón Ríquez, decide no cantar los sale hacken encima. Pinche gente mierda pic.twitter.com/arable/do. Javier, at nolascojavier_, April 12, 2025. The incident followed government officials in Mexico State's efforts to ban narco music from public venues over concerns that the music promotes crime. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, later claimed that they are not banning any type of music but are trying to create public consciousness about music and not promote a life of crime. As Breitbart Texas reported, the controversy began earlier this month after another musical group called Los Alegres del Barranco began their concert displaying images of Ruben Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera Cervantes, the leader of Cartel Jalisco News Generation. In response to the concert, the U.S. Department of State canceled the visas of the Mexican musicians. News of the concert sparked much political controversy in Mexico as Sheinbaum is facing immense pressure from the Trump administration over claims that the country's government has been protecting drug cartels for years. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with the Breitbart News Foundation. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Brandon Darby and senior Breitbart management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart News Foundation's Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and senior Breitbart management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.